the pound key. Please say your full name, then... Thank you. Connecting you to the conference. You may hear a list of available options at any time by touching star, star.
And we go. We're through. Hi, Becky. So as I was saying, I will do my best to chair this meeting in the absence of Byron. You have noticed that we have the absence of chair, but also the absence of agenda. So we figured an agenda out on the fly. The suggestion for this meeting is as follows. I will ask Bart to take us through the different internet governance-related topics and issues flying around during this week here in ICANN. Once we are through the this description and we have explained all the acronyms, we'll take a test. I suggest that we... participants of the meeting identify which of these they feel priority, and we sort of go into this topic and see what's going to happen, where the decisions being made, and if necessary, what kind of message we could suggest the council or the CCTLD representatives to carry to these groups. Is this kind of agenda okay with this group? Do we have any remote participants? I haven't heard any. Okay. So far, no remote participant. So, Bart, you have the floor. And take us through clarity as you can do, and I'm sure you can.
Is what I'll describe is some processes and needs. And this is a very broad picture, and you may see it on Wednesday afternoon as well. So it was prepared for a discussion on Wednesday. But it lists, let me start with, say, currently we have the IANA function-related processes. I describe it this way because there are two main ones. One is the accountability, and secondly is the NTIA transition. Now, if you look at, let me take you to the top line. If you look at this one, the IANA oversight transition process, what you see, there are already two initiatives emerging. One is the ICANN facilitated process. And the ICANN facilitated process is, and I'll expand it once more, and then you go seasick probably, is... What you see here is the coordination committee. One of the things that needs to be done, and that's on the council agenda for this afternoon, together with the regional organization, is how are we going to select 4 CCTLD people on that coordination committee? The second thing is how is the community going to provide input on public comments? That is a workload issue. And the second and the third thing is, and that's I will not go into that, but is meeting times at regional meetings of regional organizations and meeting at the CCNSO meetings is, although there are differences, at the end of the day the regional organizations and the CCNSO serve their members, which are all CCTLDs. And we sometimes engage, the majority we engage are the same people, but the regional organizations can and will engage people who are not member of the CCNSO or do not attend ICANN meetings, and vice versa. So that's something, but that's later on, but so you understand what's there. So that's the ICANN process, and this is important because it's one of the requirements, if you look at the NTIA announcement, is that it's inclusive as possible. That means the CCTLD organizations need to engage with the, and that's a difficult one, the 50-plus CCTLD members who are neither member of the CCNSO nor from the regional organisations. It's around 50. That's, and I think that's the proof. The proof of the pudding is by eating it. That's the real proof whether we engaged, whether we are able to reach out to these 50 plus CCTLDs. The second process that runs at the same or in parallel, which is related to the IANA oversight transition process, is what will be discussed this afternoon as well. Is it, yeah?
Peter van Rooster from Center. Bart, just on your previous point, I would like to note that I and other people that I've been discussing this with believe that it's not only the person that will represent those 50 plus ROs that are not member of the regional organization nor of the CCNSO, but also the way in which ICANN is going to communicate with them. So it's probably good to start right now the thinking on whether we build a platform and we communicate
that with the IANA. That's the point with engagement. The question is whether it's you want to leave this to ICANN itself or you want to do this as community. That's an underlying question. That's why I say the CCNSO, and it goes back to the point I said about I need to expand it, meeting time. Is I know there are some regional meetings, not just the regional organizations, but also others organizations, where people will show up who are neither a member of the CCNSO nor the regional organizations. And one way or the other, I think it's a good, but that's my personal view, it would be a good thing if the community itself would take control of its own mandate. Yeah, go ahead, Keith.
Keith Davidson. I think the issues of diversity arise straight away, and however we address the populating of the group, things like whether they are members of CCNSO or not is a very relevant point, but also size of registry, make sure that small and large and medium registries are represented, that different differently motivated CCTLDs are represented and so on. So I think this is going to be an extraordinarily difficult task that needs to be accomplished in a very short time frame. So point noted, and I think we should continue to note such issues as they arise so that we form a matrix of how we might get the most diverse group. It's got to be geographically diverse, et cetera, et cetera. So naturally.
Point taken. I think we'll have to come back to that later on. I'd like to invite Bart to
run
take us through the list.
So
very factual
going back to
basis,
this, I'm
and
still,
we'll get back to that.
Thank you, Mathieu. I'm going back to the IANA oversight transition. There is a cross-community working group initiative that will be discussed, and it's been shared. This initiative at this stage is I'll expand this one so you can see. It's at the level of drafting team. The question is whether the CCNSO wants to participate, that's the first question, in this cross-community initiative. And the second question is the call for volunteers for drafting team members, drafting teams. That drafting team would produce a draft of a charter which would go back and flow back to the different SOs and ACs. So this is a cross-community, maybe you've already heard it and seen the rumors around it, and it was on the council list. You got the cross-community working group on the IANA oversight transition process, and that runs in parallel and may feed into the ICANN process, but it definitely runs in parallel. Now, moving downwards, so this is what we know right now, and this is the original focus. The second one, and this is, again, one of the new processes is the accountability process. Again, you have the accountability process, and to date, it's the question of working group participation. There was, say, at the council call a couple of weeks ago, there was the idea of appointing observers. It became unclear and unwieldy whether to do it, and so we, as a secretariat, we did not send, after consulting the chairs and the vice chairs, we did not send out the call for volunteers, knowing that this working group participation may attract a lot of people, but we need, and this will be one of the discussions point during this week, we need to balance the efforts, and we need to balance the capacity. That's a major issue, I think, during this week. Dom, go ahead.
So, Don Hollander, just to make sure I understand, this working group is a ICANN-wide working group, not a CCNSO working group on this, the ICANN accountability. Is that correct?
Yes. That's why it's, say, if you would go down, you got the accountability processes. There is an ICANN accountability process that, so that's where we just submitted our comments, etc., as the CCNSO Council. And that process now, in fact, due for this week, needs to have participation, but it's unclear what it's going to do. We haven't sent out the call, so that's Becky.
Just my question about the cross constituency working groups under each of the ICANN processes is, assuming that ICANN was willing to sort of relinquish its ironclad control over those processes, would we then need, in addition, the cross-constituency working group? Or is that just a question for us to discuss?
I think that's a question for you to discuss. It's all around, and it starts this afternoon. It starts with the ICANN process, and then you have the discussion around this cross-community working group, say, on the NTIA transition process. So that was suggested by Byron and Jonathan. So that's where you see it. If you look carefully, I will reduce this, otherwise you... let me... Just a minute, Peter. The second cross-community working group with the question mark is... This is assuming... And this is the assumption based on rumors I've heard and others... There will be an initiative to create, once you do it for the IANA oversight transition process, why not do it for the accountability process as well? If you look at the way it's structured, again, with the argument it needs to be truly bottom-up, etc. That's the main argument for this cross-community working group. That's why I have the question mark. But my guess, once it's done for the IANA oversight, it's a matter of time that the CCNSO or the CCTLD community can expect this to happen. There will be a request for this cross community. So it's not there, rumors, but expect it. Yeah? Go ahead, John.
Yes, so me, for the record, I thought when you were mentioning the CC cross community working group, you were talking about the existing.
Nope.
It's a completely new one.
This is all new. What I'm talking about, the only thing that's currently known and where we have, there are two things. It's the ICANN process, and that includes the appointment, and that's the first requirement, the appointment of four members on the coordinating committee CCTLD managers. That's one. There is a request for participating in a drafting team for a new cross-community working group on the NTIA transition. It's participation in that group. And there is the accountability process where you have a request to appoint members.
So then my question is, what is the relationship of this group to the existing one? What is this, what would be the status of the existing cross-community working group?
Yeah, can I? Perhaps. I think, Young-Im, because I see some people those who are not on the working group probably don't understand, but there is a cross-constituency working group on internet governance that was established some two meetings or three meetings ago. And that was going to do everything to do with internet governance, and then in Singapore we agreed that working group would continue to work on aspects of internet governance that have nothing to do with the accountability or NTIA transition
aspects of life. So other broader internet governance issues will continue to be discussed in that group. So
we have five groups and counting.
Yes.
Please.
Maybe.
And counting. We'll probably go closer to 10.
Let me proceed with my story around these groups so you get the full picture. Your group, and this one, will. I'll get to it in a minute. I'm just focusing right now on the IANA function-related processes. So that excludes, say, going back to the cross-community working group on internet governance. It didn't dealt with it. If you just look at these potential full processes, it's clear that, say, one way or the other, we need to engage the full CC community because they're relevant, especially these two, say, accountability and oversight, are relevant. I'll reduce this so it's clearer. They're relevant for the full CC community, not just to the CCNSO, not just for individual regional organizations and their members, the full CC community. And what's also relevant, probably, is if you got these four processes, one way or the other, they need to be coordinated. There needs to be a kind of coordination, what the CCNSO is and the CCTLD community is doing, how this moves forward, and that, say, there is communication between the members who are on these working groups and who are not, and what the broader community is ensured. So this is what I see right now, and this is just my analysis, knowing what's happened. As I said, this is processes and needs. So these are the IANA function-related processes breaking down in accountability and NTIA stewardship transition. Yep. Peter?
Peter Harrelse from Center. So do I understand correctly that there will not be a CCNSO working group on the IANA stewardship transition?
I don't know. It's look, as I just said, this is my thing. This is what I know. I don't know whether there is a CCNSO working group on the NTIA.
We'll come back to that when we discuss the priorities.
I'm just describing what's happening.
So I've lost count. I think we have five or six. Don't you want to add something at this stage?
No, I have the same question that Peter had.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we'll come back to that point, just as we have to come back on criteria.
While we're adding working groups one at a time, I think at least for the NTIA transition group, the broader ICANN NTIA oversight transition group, and for the ICANN accountability process, those are two major tranches of work. The suggestion is there's going to be about 12 to 15 hours per week of time requirement from participants. So rather than just, as we normally do, we wave a flag and say, let's get some volunteers, I think this needs to be handled by a selection committee for appointments for both of those groups. In talking to Byron, Byron's suggested this anyway, that we should have this selection committee, and because of the importance of the tasks, he wants to chair that committee. He's suggesting that anyone who serves on the selection committee should be ruled ineligible from serving on either of those subcommittees. And their job and their charter would be designed around getting geographic diversity and size and all of those sorts of things. So that's probably a good way, rather than just going ahead and calling for volunteers, is to have a process by which you could measure applicants to make sure that we tick the boxes everywhere.
Question for clarification in terms of process. Is the creation of this nominating committee or anything similar currently at the agenda of the CCNSO Council in this meeting?
Sorry, I didn't quite hear the question.
It's part of that due to the time constraints on the coordination committee. The coordination committee, in order, say you have, it say the council committee, there is a prep meeting starting at 4. This is the Internet Governance Committee. Yeah. If you look at the agenda, and it's been circulated, at the end of that meeting, there will be a formal council meeting discussing out whether or not to appoint it.
So I suggest we finish this list, go back to this, because if it's being discussed shortly in the council, then there's probably value to have an exchange before the council on what you're suggesting, Keith.
Yeah.
And the idea of a working group as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's go move forward. Now it's going to get interesting.
What was it before?
This needs to be added to the list of... Say, first of all, some of you will know, so I've prepared this, as I said, for Wednesday. There is a list of priorities for the council work of the council workshop in Singapore, which has been approved. The NTIA and accountability processes are number one and two on that priority list. But there are others on this one as well. For example, the FOI, SOP, etc., all demanding capacity or volunteers. What I also see is upcoming major work items. As I said, this is my list, what I understand, etc. I will touch upon internet governance latest. Say, implementation of IDN-CCPDP. That will take some time, but post-LA, my guess is there will be demands on the CCTLD community, especially relevant for those who are interested in IDNs, to actively participate in that one. The PDP on retirement, it will be coming. It's on the list. Completion of FOI potentially follow depending on how it's structured, but at least being in contact and in constant communication with the IANA department is on the implementation and to monitor the implementation in order to check whether it's done properly as envisioned by the FOI. If not, that will lead, as in the charter and the council decision, may lead to another PDP. There are always new requests to participate. Don't know how high they will be on the priority list, but I think, Don, this is especially relevant for your community, the whole work and will go on again with either if your community agrees, say the whole universal acceptance initiative that is now moving forward, or one way or the other, it will engage the CCs from your region because there is most interest in IDN CCTLDs and in the universal acceptance. And now we go to internet governance. Internet governance. Internet governance has been broadly defined, and if you look at, say, the coordination group, which is currently meeting, this is the Internet Governance Coordination Group, that itself, say, is, I would call the CCNSO coordination process, which is ongoing. At the same time, and this is for the council meeting on Wednesday, and this is what Jongham referred to, is there is this cross-community working group on internet governance, which has drafted a charter to be submitted, which is now submitted to the council and to be voted upon on Wednesday. What in that charter, it's on everything related to internet governance, with the exception of the NTIA stewardship transition process and the related accountability issues. So that work or that working group will continue. I could imagine that this cross-community working group will start focusing on internet, say, the IGF, Plenipot, and so forth, and this will go on. And then we have the CCNSO coordination process as well related to these specific topics together with this. So that's what we're talking about now. That's what I see currently as processes and needs.
Thank you, Bart. You managed to do that in less than 25 minutes. which, considering the number of acronyms, is quite a challenge. I think we are now ready to take the test. Please kill off the screen. And so, I have noted two key issues for discussion. One is the NORMCOM proposal. I think I used an acronym here. And the other one is the question whether a working group from the CCNSO would be following the INR oversight transition and accountability discussions. Am I correct? Are there any other outstanding issues that you, the participants, think we should address in substance now? Jordan?
No, but I do have just a clarifying question, which I don't know who can answer. For the two cross-community working groups mentioned there for IANA oversight and accountability, are these cross-community between the GNSO and the CCNSO, or are they wider than that?
Let me start with the one on accountability. That's what I expect. So there is no proposal on the table yet. So maybe I should strike it, but or colour it differently. So that's not there. But my anticipation is that will come. If you look at the cross-community working group on the NTIA oversight, that's a very, very broad cross-community working group. It has been sent to the chairs of all the SOs and ACs. So that means that includes RSEC, it includes ESSEC, it includes ALAC, and the three supporting organizations. And there is even, say, what I've seen, it's discussed whether it should go outside of ICANN. The caveat being, say, the drafting team, this is just the invitation for the drafting team. The drafting team, that invitation has been sent to the six, say, SOs and ACs.
Can I ask a follow-up question? Who's going to do the hard work focusing on the interests of TL? Sorry, my name is Jordan Carter from Internet NZ. I don't know if I said that at the start. Who's going to do the hard work of doing the naming, the interests of TLDs in both processes? So if there's just there's going to be the official coordination group that we're going to get four reps on for accountability. If there's a very, very wide cross-community working group doing the transition stuff, where is the hard work of making sure that TLD discussions are happening? Because there's these four sort of customer groups of the INR functions. It can't happen in that working group, obviously.
I think you raise a very good point, which probably should be further discussed by not just this working group, but by the broader community.
I'm giving you the floor, but I don't see I'm getting the question, actually. I'm lost.
Let me try again. So if there's going to be this big coordination group for IANA oversight, right?
Sure, 27 persons, things.
And that's fine, because it's going to bring them all together and coordinate the process. And then there's talk about a cross-constituency working group as well as broad, perhaps. But what I want to know is, it's been discussed as a kind of patchwork or quilt where the numbering people will work on their bit of the transition plan, the names will do their bit, the protocol parameters will do their bit, and the job of this coordinating committee is going to be to coordinate and integrate these separate proposals.
I didn't understand it like this. Yes. To me, the coordinating committee was coordinating, but I hadn't understood there were some subgroups being set up at the same time. Can anyone?
I'm not sure. Go ahead. I'm not sure that they are set up at the same time. I think we expect, and I think that there has been discussion, that the IETF will go off with their group and talk about how the protocols get dealt with and the numbers folks will go off and talk about how the numbers get dealt with, and they have a relatively sort of discrete package of roles and, you know, constituents and stuff. And so then Jordan's question, I take it, is who does that for names? And I assume that's what the cross-constituency, that, you know, that that's potentially the cross-constituency working group.
Don?
So Don Hollander, and 2 points. So Becky, that's what I assume the cross-constituency working group was. And Bart clarified that by saying, no, that the cross-constituency working group is across all the ICANN constituencies. I had expected it to be just looking at names. And I would like to further focus Jordan's question is not so much as to who's looking after names, but maybe that's useful, but who's looking after CCs in particular, because I am not so worried about the G name space, but I think the CC namespace is quite different, and who is and so during Bart's presentation, he did not include a CCNSO working group on the IANA transition, and I had expected there to be such a beast. Does that help?
Maybe I should clarify. Say, if you look, and it's circulated, most of you are on the council list. You are not, unfortunately. But if you look at the, say, the suggestion for the drafting team, this drafting team, say, one of its first jobs will be to clarify the scope of this working group, the objective, etc. There are some suggestions, but say this, there is a, not even strawman I would call it, there is a set of thoughts circulating, and these set of thoughts go into a certain directions, and there is a clear list, say, there is a clear suggested list from Byron and Jonathan on topics that could be addressed by this drafting group, and they are aligned with, say, what you see currently in all these cross-community working groups. So going back to your point around the question on the DNS, etc., that could be the outcome, or around names, etc.
But it could be.
It could be. Yeah, it's a drafting team.
Anand. Please.
Yes, it's Alan McGilvery, for the record. Actually, I was just going to add what Bart had really said, because I worked with Byron on that call-out. I guess the only other point I would make, in other words, the scope is not yet defined. This is just a drafting team, and that drafting team would attempt to develop a charter. So, unfortunately, nothing is defined. I guess the only point I would make, and actually this is a point that Byron made to the GAC this morning, is the genesis of this was from the registries, with him working with Jonathan, trying to ensure that that there was a mechanism to ensure that the views of the registries are adequately represented in the process. So while that was the intention, as I say, where we are now is with a relatively blank slate.
Just 3 words. What a mess. I mean, we don't even know where domain name transition, oversight transition work is going to happen, whether it's in a CC working group, whether it's in a CCNSO working group, whether it's in the ICANN overall coordinating committee, and there's not even the scopes clear. Amazing. Amazing. We are in, it's never going to work. That's a personal comment, obviously, especially by September 15.
The actual decision-making vehicle that ICANN is proposing for the IANA transition is the ICANN process, the top line there. There's no doubt about that. The CCWG that remains immediately underneath it
could be more an aspect of liaising. It could be, you know, a liaising for the purposes that Jordan has hinted at regarding names versus internet protocol versus IP addressing and so on. It could be merely to liaise to say the CCTLDs are feeling this about the transition and the GTLDs are feeling that, etc. But the real place of action, the two real places of action going forward is the ICANN process and the ICANN accountability process. And that is where we'll be formally represented by the four members of the group. Now, they won't be empowered to make a decision on behalf of all CCTLDs. They'll have to coordinate and work back through the CCNSO and the time-honoured tradition. We're not empowering them to commit all CCTLDs to having to follow a process.
Becky.
So, you should never make assumptions because that is always the way to make mistakes. But, it seems to me that, you know, we've got this 27-member committee. ICANN has essentially taken its hands off and said it's up to the group to figure out what its work is. But we know that the numbers people and the protocol parameters people are off having those discussions anyway. So don't we get to decide with the G's? I would think that there's a very strong sort of sense of that the direct users and that probably then includes some the root servers should be working together to feed into this process. And I suppose it could be, you could include, you know, JNSO and other parts of that as well. But I guess my question is, why isn't the cross-constituency working group supported by whatever we want to do within the CCs to feed into that, the place that we think about doing that work that feeds up to the coordinating committee?
It could be. That's the point. This is the whole thing about drafting charter. It's because you're at the start of the process. And say there is no one size that fits all. It's you're right at the start of that process. Going back to Don's question and your point about, say, the coordination. Currently, we have the Council Coordinating Committee. Who are on it is Byron, Becky, and Keith. It is very clear if you look at this and the workload it brings, they have, and we had it initially with the Internet Governance Group as well, and shared, or with this group, and shared the discussions and progress, is that this small group will not be able to deal with all these processes. So one of the points of discussion during this meeting, again, that's why I've called it a CCTLD coordination process, how should we shape it, or how should this coordination process look like? Should it be a CCNSO working group? Then it's fairly easy. We can say that the council can adopt it, and it is one of the potential outcomes is to ensure the coordination around all these processes, and by its very nature, I would say that it could be a suggestion that by its very nature, all the members of the coordination committee, the cross-community working group, and on the accountability process are members of it, plus some others.
Make it an open group.
Plus some others.
Yes, but make it an open group.
With a
by
call
definition, and then you can increase engagement.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why I've called.
I see some concrete outcome of this meeting, and I'm like, I'm not going to leave it. Anyone supporting this proposal? No.
Sir.
Okay. No, the proposal to recommend that the council extends the mandate of this. Whatever group was created in Singapore, I don't remember exactly the name, to make it a liaison, a coordinating group amongst all these various initiatives between CCTLDs.
So now we have to be careful. It's, if you look at it, say we have a CCNSO coordination group on internet governance that was led into Net Mundial. Well,
why not merge it?
That could be.
I mean, please, let's stop multiplying working groups treating
The only question is if you look at it, say, the internet governance discussions, although relevant, and that's more a question than anything else, should they be merged with the NTIA process?
What do you want to merge with the NTIA process?
That's what you want. Is you want to merge the internet governance discussions around, say, the IGF and, say, the planning pod, etc.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be one. I know I'm going to work. I'm going to dedicate work time only on one group. I don't care about the other. So, you do what you want. But as a regular member,
yeah.
I don't have the time to follow X numbers of working groups. And so it's okay to acknowledge that the priority now is IANA, transition, and accountability. And maybe the IGF gets a little less time. That's life. Within the CCNSO, I'm speaking, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't preclude anyone to getting involved in the IGF. But let's recognize the priorities now.
I think that's exactly what we're trying to do. And I think the discrete look at the NTIA transition of IANA, the overall accountability mechanisms for ICANN, and the general broader internet governance arena are three discrete areas. So, yes, I think you're right. We don't want people who have expertise and interest in specific subjects having to deal with more than their share. But I think also going back to Byron's point, Becky, Byron, Bart's point, Becky, Byron, myself, and Katrina as the other vice chair are conscious that we need to be, as a group, aware of what's happening in some detail in all of these areas, so we are probably the coordinating or liaising group between the groups. So, but I think that's just a fact of being the executive of the CCNSO council.
Anyway, I'd like to, because we only have 10-15 minutes left, maybe to understand a little better your proposal, Keith, on the nominating committee.
Well, again, this is not trying to force a conclusion, or there's just a recommendation of a way forward for the CCNSO to deal with. And I'm a little bit uncertain about the Peter and Don question about CCNSO having its own working group on the IANA transition. You know, there is a process outlined by ICANN which is seeking to appoint four representatives of the CCTLD community in some form to attend to this. Now, as I said earlier, they will not be able to act unilaterally and commit CCs to an outcome. They'll need to be communicating with all CCTLDs, all CCNSO members along the way. So I would have thought that base would have been covered by the appointees to that group. So I'd like both Peter and Don to tell me what's missing from that formula that would require yet another working group. But the suggestion is that those two working groups, the IANA oversight transition, the four on that, and the however many might be decided to be on the accountability working group, are people that are going to have to commit 15 hours a week for the next 15 months. And so if they're a CEO, they probably need to go and consult with their board and make sure they have approval. If they're not the CEO, they probably need to get their CEO's approval to serve, because that is a substantial slice of time. So having clarified that there is a big ask, then there is a big ask in terms of the process of appointing the right group of people to represent our broader community. And so the suggestion is that we have a selection committee, potentially of three or four people, chaired by Byron, who will set about populating those two groups with the right mix of people, large and small registry, geographically diverse, CCNSO member versus non-CCNSO member. So we can, if there's agreement within our CCNSO community that this is an appropriate mechanism rather than just calling for volunteers and hoping that people all do the job, then I think it's worth exploring and using so that we're making sure we have the right skill sets in the room for the right purposes for those two most critical functions.
Jordan?
For the record, I think that sounds like a good idea, having a nomination process like that and pulling them all together. The reason I asked my question initially was because the announcement from ICANN says the coordinating group will be responsible for assembling the components from the respective communities into a single proposal meeting NTIA's criteria. So it's clear that the overall coordination group is designed to coordinate, not to generate the proposal. So the question comes back to, is it going to be generated in that CCWG? And if it is, that CCWG sounds like the same group of people or the same set of constituencies as the coordinating group altogether. So it looks like it's just doubling up. So I think that there does need to be a space where CCs can do the hard thinking and talking without having everyone else in the room. And if it's the reference group that Keith has talked about that does that, that's, I don't care where it is. I'm just saying that we need to have a space to do it.
Just stressing before handing over to Peter that it wouldn't... How is it consistent that a purely coordination group assembling contributions would request 15 hours time times 27 persons times 18 months commitment? There's something wrong there. And that's clarity about scopes and clarity about deliverables and added value. Peter?
I think there's hardly anything to add to what Jordan says, and what I was surprised by it. It's not up to me, as you know very well, to suggest anything to the CCNSO. I'm just observing. So while observing, I was surprised. No, I mean, I think on the last discussion, the chair even made that clear that I'm an observer. So I was just surprised not to see one. I mean, if I would talk to my members and say, we'll just appoint two people, they'll go off. They'll keep you informed, but there is no space in which you will be able to provide them in a structured way input for that process. They would be concerned.
I think in terms of developing the scope and charter for the group who is being represented, it's likely that that will include, or I would think you would be insisting that it would include, reporting mechanisms back to ICANN meetings along the way, and perhaps inter-sessional meetings for all CCNSO members. I don't think this CCTLD, all CCTLDs who are interested in the topic. I think this is not a matter of subgroups being able to make a decision. This is a decision that affects each and every one of us, and the involvement for those who are interested in the topic needs to be that broad. So the group who are serving on that IANA oversight transition have to be reporting back as frequently as possible, and if that's covered in the scope and charter document, then that shouldn't be a problem, I wouldn't have thought. Yeah. By dividing the subgroup, you're going to have a them and us.
I think we've got a comment, and then Becky?
I believe that in our comments we said that the members of whatever these groups were had to come back to the constituency and for that approval of whatever. That's what we recommended, is that there wouldn't be a recommendation from the coordinating committee that went up to the board, but that it would come back to the CCNSO and CC members for ratification.
You had another comment, Peter?
Yes. Thanks, Becky. I think I clarified my question. when you then talk about the NOMCOM and that they will obviously take into account a set of rules on how to appoint people, once you nominate, once you appoint the NOMCOM, would they get those rules from the CCNSO Council, or would they set those rules themselves, which would make them very powerful in this whole discussion?
I would think under our bylaws they'd be required to set set a draft for circulation and comment to the CCNSO membership. I don't think we would be seeking to empower a group to act unilaterally without some recourse to the community, and it should be subject to the audit of the broader membership, I would have thought. I mean,
was that your question?
It's part of the question, but if you suggest such a process so that they should draft their own requirements, then get back to the CCNSO, get approval before this, and then appoint candidates before the 2nd of July, that does not make any sense. So I think it might be good if the council, in the next hour or over the course of the next couple of days, comes up with a list of requirements that can be voted on by Wednesday, and then at least that is done, and the NOMCOM can basically just check off a list of requirements. So do we have people from four different regions, and is there gender balance? And so it's a list of requirements I think that the council should make.
If I may just jump in, requirements or and priorities. It's not going to be possible to find a perfect representation by all criteria, and therefore there's a need for the council to prioritize between, I don't know, gender balance, geographical balance, CCNSO, non-CCNSO, etc., etc. And that's, and then I really support Peter's suggestion that this is something the council should provide, whatever the committee is. And I also support the idea you put forward earlier, Keith, that being part of the nominating committee means you're not part of, you're never going to be nominated, and it has to be made very clear. I would also add a personal note that I think for tactical and strategical reasons, I would advise against the chair of the CCNSO being part of any of these working groups outside of the CCNSO, so that the CCNSO never appears committed to whatever comes out of a group. I think it would be an important recommendation as well.
Can I comment on that? Byron's already suggested that he would seek to chair the selection or NOMCOM group and preclude himself from participating in the structural groups as a result of that. And I think that's quite appropriate, so that he can be part of the decision-making of who's going to represent in what way, but it precludes his participation exactly for the point you outlined. So I think that's covered. And just to cover the other point, I think items 1, 2 and 3 on our upcoming council agenda are exactly the questions of who, the what, the scope, and so on. So this was just designed to see how some representatives of our community are feeling about these broader issues. So the feedback's been extraordinarily valuable.
And it's part of, say, the mandate, or say it was part, and that's something to revisit as well, of this group that came together today, is, say, it's the internet governance group of the CCNSO, and say the question is how to proceed from here, knowing all these processes going on. And as you rightfully said, you don't want to be, if you want to commit time, you want to be at the time where it really matters.
Yeah, I have Don, and then Peter.
Yeah, so Don, you have minus 2 minutes.
So just the recommendations that come from this nominating committee, are they decisions that are taken by the nominating committee, or are they recommendations that go to the CCNSO Council, and how does that affect possible selection of members who are not in the CCNO?
Well, What would you like the answer to be, Don?
It's maybe one step back. I think there are two issues at stake. Whoever is going to be the representative from the CCTOD community on this coordination committee is one item, and that's what we're discussing. If you look at the way it is presented by ICANN, as it, the facilitator of the NTIA process, the CCNSO is being tasked to appoint the four members of this coordinating committee. And how it structures it and how it's doing this, that's another matter. That's up to the CCNSO with the whole community. And it's very clear that's one of the two points you want to address. So going back to your point about who's doing what, I think it's clear in the, one point is clear in what ICANN as the facilitator of the process already dictated.
Yes, sir. So ICANN said the CCNSO will make that decision. And the question is, does the CCNSO Council retain the final decision, or are you empowering the nominating committee to make that decision?
And I think that's a discussion to be had starting at 4.
Good idea. Which you prefer, Don?
Yeah.
Just as an input, you're an observer in the meeting at 4, but... What?
I'm just an observer.
But I'm interested in your opinion as well, though, Don.
So the short answer is I'm not sure. Part of me says I think the CCNSO Council should have that final decision, but if you're... From an outside perspective, if you want to make sure that all CCs are could be considered for the role, then maybe you empower that nominating committee.
Support the second option as far as I am concerned personally. I've said so for ICANN. I think ICANN should demonstrate its ability to engage outside of its community and empower other organizations to designate participants to these processes, and that would be a good signal. I have no idea whether it's legally feasible or whatever, and I don't really care. Keith, you want a last word?
I think we're over time. But Peter, you had Peter on your list.
I forgot Peter, and I apologize to Peter, but after all, he's just an observer.
So, 2 points. On Keith's question, I think it should be the council who has the final say, because I think the council should be setting the criteria, and so they should be checking whether the nominating committee followed those and confirming that. And then the second point is actually the suggestion to Bart on the presentation of all this. I think it's so complex that I would really go to an almost graphical, very simple presentation where we have colorful blocks that are the different groups for which we need people. Well, my experience with this was that it was not as easy as it could have been for a group of well-informed people.
Okay. And can I have the final word?
And Keith,
can I just
before mine?
can I just record our thanks to Matthew for jumping or making himself available to chair this session. I think because Byron couldn't come, he asked me to chair it, but I thought I'd rather participate as a participant. So thank you, Matthew. Thank you for allowing yourself to be thrown in the deep end, and thank you for cheering it so well.
Thank you, Keith. And I guess we'll have other discussion on this week. And that will be my final words. Have a good meeting for the council.